You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's both really, right? I mean, it's both those things. It's both teams have a lot on the line. It's a true playoff in that sense, in the college football playoff world. I mean, this is the start of the playoffs. The team that wins will advance. The team that doesn't won't. So it is that, and it's also, the big game, the game, the rivalry.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. FanDuel Sportsbook presents our show, BetQL Daily. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on this Friday morning, Black Friday here. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, enjoying the leftovers. I know I'll be enjoying some pie that I didn't get to yesterday when this show ends. And we got a great college football weekend, Aaron. We just heard the voice there of Jim Harbaugh in, I would say, his biggest game as a coach at Michigan. You know, it's been more disappointing than exciting for Michigan fans. And since he got there, it's easy to rag on him. Like, oh, he came from the NFL. He's supposed to win national titles here. I think sometimes the way we talk about Harbaugh at Michigan, it's not really the reality. Like, they've been good. They just haven't been great. They haven't been – and really, they haven't beat Ohio State. That's what this is all about. If he starts beating Ohio State, everyone's going to love Jim Harbaugh again. Hasn't done it. They are now 7.5-point underdogs on Saturday against Ohio State. The total in the game is 64.5. Aaron, call me crazy, but I like Michigan with the points here. I think this is going to be close. I know Ohio State's been amazing for the past 2.5 months or so. Stroud is your favorite to win the Heisman, rightfully so. But that Michigan secondary is really good, and Michigan's pass rush is excellent. Like, they have NFL players up there, one that probably be a top 10 pick in the draft. I think they can make this game ugly. I think they could keep this game close. I'm going to take Michigan plus the 7.5. I think they match up better against Ohio State than they have maybe the entire Jim Harbaugh run. I think we're getting a game tomorrow afternoon.
Well, you enjoy eating pie and watching Jim Harbaugh run around in his khakis, because we agree on a lot of things, Joe G, but not on this. I don't see it. Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines are once again going to lose to Ohio State. I get it. Their offense and defense is better this time. Maybe it'll be closer. But do you really think Michigan's going to hang around with Ohio State if this becomes a shootout? I do not. I think Ohio State is much better than Michigan. Their offense just too explosive for the Wolverines. I like the Buckeyes. They could even win by double digits here. This spread might not even be big enough, Joe G.
We're talking about one of the best defenses in the country, but you're right about Ohio State's offense. It's incredible. I mean, they have scored 50 or more points 6 times this season. Like, we're talking about an offense that's one of the best in the countries. And we know, Harbaugh's 0-5 against Ohio State.
He's incapable of beating Ohio State. It's just not in his DNA. It's just been beat down after beat down after beat down. 56-27, the Buckeyes beat him. 62-39, the Buckeyes beat him in the last 2 minutes.
I know. It's not – no, I mean, they haven't competed. I just think this Michigan team is the one that is – built the best to compete with Ohio State. I feel like this is going to be a close game.
Don't put too much money on it, then. You have fun with that. Cute little underdog.
Oh, I'm in on the Wolverine Saturday. Plus, there might be some snow in Ann Arbor. Get that track all slippery for the fast Ohio State
team. I'm actually looking forward to some snow. We had some hail here in the D.C. area this morning, and I was like, please, just a little snow. I love the first snow of the year. Then I'm good. It can go away. I'm ready for spring. I just like one good snow, and then I'm over it.
Yes. Yes. I like it until I have to go start shoveling my driveway. Then I'm out. Then I'm like, you know what? We're done with this. But you know what I like? I would rather this time of the year, give me the snow instead of the cold rain. Like really cold rain.
That's what we have right now. Are you getting that?
Yeah. I was walking the dog this morning. It's like, it's freezing rain. Just turn to snow. At least we can enjoy a little bit. All right. Exactly. So we're on the opposite end of this game. By the way, 34 degrees, between 28 and 34 with some snow in Ann Arbor. You give me the snow, I'm doubling down on Michigan plus the 7.5 here. This game, that is not.
You're going to say the Buckeyes are going to turn soft in the snow?
That's right. Yeah. The Wolverines are built for this in Ann Arbor. I think this game is close. I would take Michigan plus the 7.5 points. All right. Before we get to any of the other big games, there's a lot of big ones this weekend. What is the story here? Army cadets stole the wrong goat ahead of the Navy game. This is an amazing story. Army cadets nab wrong goat in effort to kidnap Navy's mascot.
Yeah, I was trying to figure this story out. So apparently this is a tradition where they steal each other's mascots. Although, like, I guess Navy tried to steal Army? I don't know which way it went. So the Army cadets stole the wrong goat. So where are these goats? Like, so did they have numbers on them? They got, like, 34 instead of 37 or something like that, the article said. So they got an older retired goat.
A one-horned 14-year-old retiree, according to New York Times. This poor goat.
But don't they have security? How are they able to steal these mascots?
But Aaron, we're talking about military members. They know what they're doing. They're in the Army and the Navy. They can get anywhere they want to go. This isn't like you and
but
I.
Don't we
to
also
steal
have
goat.
Security?
No, but I think these goats are at a farm. Like they're not actually on the campus where there's security. Oh. I think they're just like some farm near Annapolis,
I'm
Maryland.
An idiot.
Like
I don't know where these goats are.
Well, I mean, whatever. They're goats, but. So, like, here's the real question. Can we trust Army in this game if they can't even go get the right goat? It feels like a team that's not quite focused where they need to be. So that Army-Navy game's coming up December 11th, but I guess they're trying to get ahead of it this weekend.
Our guy Nick Ashew lives in Annapolis. He may know where this goat farm is.
Maybe he helped them out. Maybe he's in on this. All right, some more games to hit on for Saturday here for college football. Alabama-Auburn, the Iron Bowl on Saturday. It's up to 20.5. Did you happen to catch the Nick Saban rant a couple nights ago?
No.
Did you hear that?
No, what happened?
Paul, did you catch this Nick Saban rant? It was incredible.
I did, yeah. He was angry, angry dad or angry. He just went off. It was peak Saban. I mean, he was basically recruiting, too.
Yeah, Aaron, there's I guess he does like a show, like the Nick Saban radio show down in Alabama. And he just like went on a soapbox. Like you could tell the hosts that were with him that kind of do the show with him, they just like put their mics down and let him talk for 3 minutes. He just was so mad at ungrateful Alabama fans who are upset when they don't win by 50 points. He basically said they're all spoiled. Like all of them are spoiled and he's like, when we got here, you guys were happy to win a game. And now you're not happy unless we win by like 4 touchdowns.
I can't disagree with the guy. That does tend to happen when a fan base is just so spoiled and so used to their team winning that they take things for granted. And sometimes, you know, people need to take a step back and appreciate what they have.
Well, he's probably annoyed, too, because people they're not giving his team any credit this year. They're not number one, so it's like, oh, they stink, right? They're not the typical Alabama
yeah,
team.
Yeah, you're trash. Boo. Yeah. He's like, hello.
I love Alabama this week in the Iron Bowl. They're 20.5-point favorites. Auburn lost their quarterback a couple weeks ago, Bo Nix, and they lost to South Carolina last week. I just think that Auburn team is not a good team this year. I just think Alabama is going to be focused and want to put a beatdown on them before they get to the SEC title game next week. I would take Alabama minus the 20.5.
Rat poison. Yes. That was Nick's rallying call was rat poison. It's all rat poison.
Jalen Hurts uses that all the time. He took that from.
Oh, does he? Got it.
Yeah, because they ask, whenever Hurts is asked in Philadelphia, like, do you pay attention to the noise or the criticism or rumors about Deshaun Watson? He's like, nah, it's rat poison. I don't mess with any of that. So, yeah, he took that from. Quickly, look ahead line. FanDuel has the look-ahead line. I've never seen this before. There's like a new tab now, the look-ahead lines. I guess they're going to do this for potential bowl games.
Ooh,
or maybe some of these conference title games. But there is a look-ahead line. You know, it's like bolded out in its own category. Next week, can you guess the line? What do you think it's going to be? Next week, Georgia-Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Paul?
I just looked, unfortunately. But I'm
is it
surprised.
3.5? What is it?
You're close.
Four. Yeah.
Four.
Oh, cool.
It's Georgia minus -4 next week. You're surprised you think it should have been bigger?
No. No, oh. I think I would take Bama closer. Plus +4. Yeah, I would
after
take
that
Bama
Nick Saban
plus
ran?
Four.
That's good for about a half a point right there. Yeah. I would have guessed 3.5 too, Aaron. Yeah, that's 3.5 would have been my guess with that game next week. But I'm going to take Alabama this weekend to take care of business in the Iron Bowl against Auburn. Aaron, do you have any best bets for BetQL college football? They have any for us this weekend?
Yeah, let's look.
So I know they're on Florida for sure. Florida is a 5-star bet.
Against Florida State.
Three. Yeah, mm-hmm. Against Florida State because they have it projected as more of like an 11-point spread. It should be. So according to that, you know, they're saying there's a lot of value on it. You know, obviously Dan Mullen out. So I think it's Greg Knox is the name of the interim head coach this week. So I'll be on the Gators for that reason. I'm just kind of follow the model on that if it's that big of a discrepancy. So we'll kind of see there.
So, yeah, Florida is the only 5-star. But if you want to look at some 4-stars, which have been profitable as well, Navy at Temple.
Before you tell me, Temple is so bad that if this number is anything under the – like if it's – I would take Navy up to like 16 or 17 points. Temple's horrendous.
It's plus +12.5.
Yeah.
They
have Temple as the best play?
They have Temple.
Yeah, I'm going to go against the BetQL model this week. We'll see if I profit or not. Temple's bad.
What about this one? Miami at Duke, plus +21.5.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They have Duke plus +21?
Another big, big number there. Underdog that they like. And then Kansas State at Texas. Texas minus -2.5 is the 4-star play. UL Monroe at Louisiana. Louisiana minus -21.5 is a 4-star play. Notre Dame at Stanford. BetQL likes Stanford plus +20. That's a 4-star play.
It is a big number. I know Notre Dame's played really well of late, and they're kind of trying to make that last ditch push to get considered for the playoff if things go crazy here.
You love big numbers, Joji. But that's too many points, as you always say.
Yeah, that is a lot of points. That's three touchdowns we're talking about. That's a lot. That is a lot of points.
So you're saying
I'll give you a game I like. Oregon State, Oregon coming off the loss against Utah last weekend, which basically destroyed their playoff chances. I think they bounced back. The line moved down, though. This is interesting. It was 9 earlier this week. It's down to about 7.5 on FanDuel, the Oregon State game. It's actually, did I see it at 6.5? It's down to 6.5. This was a 9-point number earlier this week. Now it's down to 6.5, which, I mean, that does give me a little bit of pause because what's going on here that all the money's coming in on Oregon State? But my lean, just based on that, the number today, is Oregon bounces back at home.
I guess my only counter to that, I don't hate the theory. Like, is it more of a, well, we're done, playoffs are dead, kind of right, hangover, and don't even show up?
Could be. Here's the other side of this too, just the matchup itself. I mean, I can't, like, that's a good question, Paul. Like, are they going to be mentally into this game? I don't know. If they are, Oregon State's been terrible on the road, and Oregon, we know how good they've been most of the season. Like, I look at it, like, they beat Ohio State in Ohio State. Like, there's something to that team. Like, there's some
without their best
there.
Player too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and now they have Oregon State, who basically has one win this season away from home. I mean, if this was 10.5, probably not, but I would take it at minus the 7, 6.5. I'm in on that.
Can we talk about another best bet? It's not college football, though.
What do we got?
Guess who's playing tonight in the NBA. Yes.
Are you just tell us?
It's a four-star bet. It should be a five-star bet because I'm going to be betting on it. But yes, the Jazz are playing the Pelicans, who are not very good. I think they only have like 4 wins on the season. So, oh, yes, I'm excited. There's a pretty good slate. I might be looking for some double-double bets today.
Is there anything else you ever do, like, besides, or is the double-double your favorite one? Because you do.
I've been doing the double-doubles, and I've been looking at 3-point props as well.
That's where the whole league is now. And we're going to get to some NBA games here. Before we hit that, just one last game. I'm going to take the Michigan State plus 1.5 against Penn State on Saturday. Mel Tucker got his extension. Michigan State floated around that title conversation for like 10 minutes. That's not who they are. And I can't imagine they're going to want their season to basically end with that sour taste off of the Ohio State, debacle. I think they bounce back. The line feels like an overreaction. Plus, if I can fade James Franklin as a favorite on the road, I'm fading James Franklin as a favorite on the road.
So, and just glad you brought that up. Which 10-year contract extension is the better deal, Franklin or Tucker?
Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, James Franklin is what he is. I mean, you know what he has? He has the best agent in college football. They played Penn State into more money. It's crazy. It's amazing.
I mean, I thought the Tucker contract was insane, but, like, nothing against those guys. If the money's out there, get it. Sure. But, like, how are you paying $95 million to a guy that was a 20-point underdog against what is actually a good team in Ohio State last week, and they got their doors blown off? So I guess you're paying for competitiveness.
Yeah, afraid that you get something worse if he walks out the door. That's really what it is. It's crazy, though. Those guys got paid. And now I'll take Michigan State with the points this weekend in that game. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Some NBA this weekend. We'll hit that next. It's some college hoops on the BetQL Network.